In Kenya, a recent rise in terror attacks and fears of an attack on Easter Sunday have provoked a countrywide crackdown on ethnic Somalis. Thousands of undocumented refugees, immigrants, and Kenyan citizens of Somali descent have been arrested in recent weeks. NPR's Gregory Warner was out reporting in a Somali neighborhood in Nairobi when three police trucks pulled up carrying dozens of armed soldiers.
It's just a scene of total confusion here. It's right after Friday prayers, and a couple of police trucks have pulled up right in the middle of Eastleigh, which is a Somali neighborhood of Nairobi, and they're basically just grabbing people and asking for their IDs. These women don't have their IDs, and apparently they left them at home, and they're being questioned.
It is because they didn't get their IDs in pocket. That's why they are being held here.
This is Muhammad Ali Isak, the women's cousin. Born with them in Kenya, he shows me his own ID to prove it. Your hands are shaking a little bit. Are you a little bit...
Yeah, just because I'm nervous. So when they pick them, then it's difficult to collect them unless you pay money.
Pay a bribe, which is higher on Fridays when police can threaten a whole weekend in the cell. At age 20, Isak is already a veteran of the struggle of growing up Somali in Kenya. While Kenya is home to hundreds of thousands of Somali refugees and many more ethnic Somalis who were born here, the community has always felt like outsiders.
Well, initially we're used to police operations and police crackdown, but this is a changing face.
Ahmed Mohammed is the secretary general of the Eastleigh Business District Association with 20,000 members. I find him out here with the crowd in his blue blazer, trying to negotiate with the police commander to stop these latest arrests. At the same time, he's aiming to quell the growing anger of the crowd.
But this is unprecedented. We've never seen such security forces during the daylight and during the Friday prayers.
The police commander, Officer Kirich, tells me this is a normal police operation. It's part of a Kenyan police enforcement campaign that began last week in response to two terror attacks, a deadly bombing here in Eastleigh and a church shooting in the coastal city of Mombasa that killed six people. County Assemblyman Osman Adao points out that none of these incidents have been linked to Somalis.
At least on the foot level, the foot soldiers, none of them have been Somalis.
But the attack on Westgate Mall in September that killed at least 67 people was claimed by militants Al-Shabaab. Some of those attackers used refugee cards to enter the country from Somalia. And since then, some Kenyan politicians have dusted off an old xenophobic pledge to drive all Somali refugees back to Somalia, though the Kenyan High Court recently declared that a violation of both Kenyan and international law. I met baby Mushin and his 24-year-old mother, Sadia, who asked that I not use her last name. She was 2 months pregnant when special police officers forced their way into her apartment. She showed them her refugee card from the United Nations, the one that gives her protected status and the right to live in Nairobi. The officers told her that's no good and arrested her, along with the baby and his two siblings, aged 3 and 4. She had a miscarriage in prison 2 days later. She blames it on rough handling by the police and sleeping on a cold cell floor, comforting her toddler. When the bleeding wouldn't stop, two officials from the United Nations finally came to escort her to the hospital, but only long enough for a checkup, then back to her cell to spend a third night. Back outside on the street, police, in their daylight raid, have now filled up one of their three trucks with 32 people who don't have satisfactory ID. It includes a mother of a four-month-old baby hastily tossed into the arms of a relative. When that relative presents the swaddled baby to the crowd, there's an angry roar. Soon after, the negotiations with the commander seem to work. The police drive off with only the one truck loaded up, but the crowd lingers on. My name is Fatuma Hassan, shouts one woman. I was born in Garissa, that's in Kenya. But I'll throw away my Kenyan ID and we will start fighting back. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.